Lost Discs Radio.
When you're feeling down in the dump, get up and bounce to the jingle jump. Yeah, jump. Well, that's all you gotta do. The more house, the more bounce, and the style is really wild. Just jump. It's something like a leapfrog, it's something like a dog. All you gotta do is make like a frog and jump. Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Oh boy, what joy. There's something new just for you. The jingle jump. When you're at a party or on your way to school, just remember, don't you be nobody's fool. You gotta play it smart, to lead with the trump. Be the first to do the jingle jump. Jingle jump with me, let's jump. Yeah, that's all you gotta do. A lot of fun for everyone. It's really neat, and what a treat. The jingle jump. Looking in the future, it doesn't look bad. I see mama jumping, and so is dad. Let's jump. Yeah, that's all you gotta do. I'll make a bet, the jet set. We'll be the first to rehearse the jingle jump. The jingle jump. Yeah, the jingle jump.
The jingle jump. Yeah, 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 man. Tonight, can you dig that action? Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Yeah, we're kicking it off with some incredible action here tonight. Let's get things situated here. Ladies and gentlemen, It is October 14th of 2005, and you just might be digging this program right now on the shortwave radio, right? Because we're on 7415 kilohertz on your shortwave dial, right? Now, if you've got a radio with a little bit more selectivity, you can drop it on over to 5110 kilohertz. You dig me, man? 5110 kilohertz will get you WBCQ over there. And we'll also give you the Lost Discs radio show for tonight. Now, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. Dr. Doc Brown, well, he's not here with you, right? We don't know if he's going to make the scene tonight, but we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure. That first record there was Jingle Jump from Danny Pyle and the Tigers. Now, why is that exciting? Well, because that's a request, man. We kicked off the show tonight, first thing, top of the hour, with a request for some hot rockabilly action. You know what I'm saying? Like last week, even when we was playing a repeat of this show, some guy emails in from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Oh, yeah, excuse me. That was Jay in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who emailed in last week to the program, folks. He was getting a good signal out there from WBCQ. And he said, man, you got any rockabilly, some hot, lost rockabilly action? I said, man, we'll do it for you. And we kicked it off tonight with Danny Pyle and the Tigers off the Reynard Records label. Yes, we were spinning the original 45 RPM for you folks, because this is the Lost Discs radio show. Now, speaking of email, if you do want to get in on that sort of action tonight, well, I wouldn't blame you. Okay, so here's what you would do. You get on your computer, you type it in. It's lost@wbcq.us. Yes, yes, it's working again. People behind the scenes have gotten this up and going, you know, and many thanks to people like Cosmic Debris and his associates for working hard on the project. Okay, so get in on the email action before it's too long. And by the way, you can also groove on one of our brand new QSL cards, right? Now, why is that exciting? Well, see, folks, sit back, because like the whole hour is going to be exciting, all right? I can't keep explaining to you why, all right? But I'll give you this one more explanation. See, our college intern, Chesty, every so often, she comes up with these new QSL cards where she, you know, frankly, between you and me, she's got a little bit of an exhibitionist streak, right? So if you get why we call her Chesty, you'll really get why we call her Chesty on if you see one of these QSL cards. So the first brand new QSL card has already gone out to that guy, Jay, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, from when he emailed in last week. And the reason, of course, we had to make a new one was because we, you know, we upped the frequency there on to 5110 kilohertz for BCQ, right? So if you want one of those new, see, now the old ones are kind of collectible now, the ones that say 5105. But these new ones are out of sight, man. They're just as out of sight as you can imagine. Now, speaking of things that are out of sight, folks, it's been raining here in New England for a solid week, right? You dig? Like a solid week of rain coming down. And I'm not talking about bombs like it was in Vietnam, man. I'm talking about like the real H2O, aqueous precipitation stuff. It's coming down, and the thing is that this reminds me of all of the hurricane relief type shows that we sort of did there for a while. Now, a lot of people were complaining it was in poor taste. I never really planned to do a hurricane show. It just seemed that the things we were playing a couple nights on this program kind of tied in with it. And now that we're getting all this rain, it reminds me that we never really dealt with the whole cow sills problem, right? There's a cow sills problem. You know that group, the cow sills? There was a bunch of brothers and a sister and a mom, and you know, they influenced what became the Partridge Family, okay? This is back in the mid-late 60s, the cow sills. Among other things, they did that big song from Hair, you know, give me a head with hair and a wig with hair and long kinds of hair. Well, the cow sills, you know, they have a problem where they lost one of their brothers in the hurricane, like in the sense that they don't know where he is anymore, okay? So we just thought we had to address this, you know, because who are your favorite guys in the cow sales? Jesse, who are your favorite guys in the cow? You know the guys in the cow sales? You got Reggie, and you got Jughead.
What about the little girl?
Right, and you got Archie, and you got the little girl, what was her name, Josie? And then you got the one that's missing is Barry cow sale. They can't find him. So I don't know. You know, what we're going to do, we're going to actually kick off the show here. Well, we're going to continue on the show here with a little bit of cow sales action. I'll tell you what, man. If Dr. Doc Brown does not show up, I am calling Joe Stacks.
Oh.
Okay? Now, folks, that's the kind of night it's going to be. There's going to be some swinging 60s action. And we're kicking it off with the cow sales tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Your DJ has only just begun.
And when they saw her rising
from the ocean,
a name was on her forehead,
Babylon.
Finally, one day, she was cast back into the sea from where she came, so that she would never torment man again.
It's been written down in Revelation, Daniel and John explanation.
rain, and the middle of the month brings them all out. The girls with lavender makeup and ratty furs, the servicemen on weekend pass, the alley men who chronicle weekend events, and the lonesome ones. They all go to the bar called Peter's in the herd of buildings, huddled together to escape the rain called North Beach. On Friday nights like this, I am the rain's acolyte, strong of muscle, weak of will. I will probably go home with the girl sitting at the end of the bar, wearing too much makeup and a dirty little red hat. Anyway, she's young and carries a dictionary under her arm for a little light reading. And it's better than heading off for the Turkish bath.
Lost Discs Radio. It's all.
What happened?
Then down south where they use the slide machine.
From the one-stop chop and drop market in South Hole. Being that everyone is so crazy for the reality TV craze on TV these days, I thought I'd give you all a reality check on the one-stop chop and drop market. Reality. Our courteous produce experts maintain a stellar reputation for vegetables and fruits, whether in or out of season, all season long. Reality. Our drive-thru deli department is the fastest around, keeping you and your loved ones supplies daily with quality roast chopped steaks and lean, mean deli slices of all variety of meats and cheeses daily. Reality. Your one-stop shop-and-drop newsstand carries the widest full array of newspapers, magazines, journals, self-help pamphlets, booklets, circulars, broadsides, brochures, and periodicals available. Reality. The one-stop shop-and-drop market is now your very own local Ben Franklin Arts and Crafts supplier. Yes, now we will be your one-stop for buttons, beads, fabrics, ropes, yarn, string, twine, felt, foam, cotton batting, cotton balls, finger paints, watercolors, the ever-popular paint-by-number sets, emery boards, embroidery floss, decoupage, pipe cleaners, and a full array of adhesives, including all manner of sticky, sticky, gluey, glutinous, resinous, gummy, pasty, gelatinous, and plastic solids and gels, such as paste, glue, rubber cement, mucilage, decoupage, epoxy, women's hosiery, sparklers, acetone, spackling paste, library paste, gum tape, gum paper, gum label, sticky tape, Scotch brand tape, masking and duct tape, mending tape, draftsman's tape, packing tape, strapping tape, adhesive bandage, adhesive plaster, sticking plaster, court plaster, women's hosiery, sparklers, zippers, Velcro, snaps, tacks, clasps, pins, clips, safety pins, gum bands, rubber bands, latchets, hooks and eyes, turnbuckles, couplets, staplers, and all your fastening needs. Reality. We are now open daily from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. And reality, the time for this commercial has expired. So stop in today at the One-Stop Shop and Drop Market in the One-Stop Shopping Plaza, 492 Frederick Street, South Hole.
Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
It's rock and roll, brother!
Today, I attended the performance of one of the world's top-rated rivers, the Mississippi. My first impression was that the detractors who say that the river don't do nothing, don't say nothing, but just keeps rolling along, are making an unfair criticism. I say, what can you expect from a river?
Lost Discs Radio.
Think before you speak. Think.
Go with me nice.
Why, I can't stand grief. I can't stand grief because it doesn't give us enough time to attend to our chores. Well, take, for example, the hurricane, which always seems to happen just as we're getting in the bathtub. In addition, there are the plagues. But most of all, it is those disasters which befall us willy-nilly, such as splinters. There are no good griefs.
Lost Discs Radio.
You don't realize how wrong this really is.
Every day held a new surprise. I watched the hunger burning in my sister's eyes. The pasteboard shack we called a home would haunt me in my dreams. 'Cause there's nothing soft about hard times. There's nothing soft about hard times. We never knew anything groovy. A diamond bread and not a movie. The muscles that control my smile were rarely ever you. 'Cause there's nothing soft about hard times. There's nothing soft about hard times. I had to go 'cause I could see I wasn't meant for poverty. The family ties were broken soon. I went off to find the moon. So I sit on a bench in Jackson Square. I drink my wine and I breathe the midnight air. Tomorrow I'll just hit the street and bum another dime. 'Cause there's nothing soft about hard times. There's nothing soft about hard times. 'Cause I could see I wasn't meant for poverty. The family ties were broken soon. I went off to find the moon. So I sit on a bench in Jackson Square. I drink my wine and I breathe the midnight air. Tomorrow I'll just hit the street and bum another dime. Soft about hard times. There's nothing soft about hard times. There's nothing soft about hard times. No, 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 no hard times.
Yeah, man.
There's nothing soft about it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible sounds of Jimmy Buffett. Can you believe that one, man? Off the Barnaby Records label out of 1970.
Yeah.
Well, before he hit it, well, a couple years before he hit it big, anyway. There's one that did not hit the charts when he was just starting out. And before Jimmy Buffett, it was Gunn. Okay, Gunn. Now, the name of the group is Gunn, so be careful. You know, you have a right to own that record. You have a right to bear that record in your collection. Is a group called Gunn off the Epic label with Drown Yourself in the River. And before that, of course, man, were you digging the incredible sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators? Slide Machine. And before that, of course, it was the Cow Sills, because we're concerned, we're dealing with the whole Cow Sill issue because of, who was it, Reggie or Jughead in that group? One of the guys is missing. Anyways, it's Barry, and Isn't he the guy that played Greg on the Brady Bunch? Barry?
Yeah,
it's Barry.
It was Barry.
Barry from the Cow Sills. Same guy. And he's missing and we don't know. And that was, we played the Cow Sills doing The Prophecy of Daniel and John the Divine. And the subtitle on that is 666. Okay? Off the MGM label from 1969. And of course, all the preachers that are on before and after this program on the shortwave BCQ signal here, they got to be digging that if they... if they dig this program at all, which I'm sure they don't. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doc Brown is still not in, so I got on the phone there, in case you didn't notice, during that last set, and I called up our buddy Joe Stax. I think he's on the line now. Let's see if we can get a phone feed here. Joe, are you on the line tonight?
I am on the line.
Well, hang on, Joe. We have a little problem with the thing. Keep talking.
Okay, we're here coming to you live, I hope, Berg. Live, lively.
Keep talking.
Okay, well, you know, I was enjoying the green room and the all the nice things that were laid out for me here. I really appreciate you guys letting me set up my own green room here at my place in Pittsburgh, because it just makes me feel like I'm part of the show. You know, I'm hanging out for the first 15, 20 minutes just digging the sounds. And was that Hot Dog Cal still who went missing?
Wait, hold on, Joe, stop talking. Hold on. hold on a second, Joe. We've got all kinds of technical difficulties you wouldn't believe. Give me another sound check there. Joe, are you on the line?
Your call is important to us.
All right, stand by.
The line.
All right, Joe, keep talking.
Thank you for calling Lost Discs Radio.
Okay, hang on. Hello, Joe Stax, are you on the line?
An operator will be with you shortly.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I think we've got a decent audio level on you now, Joe. My sincere apologies for all of the cheap production for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, are you concerned about the guy in the cow sales? Do you know any? Do you have an update on this?
I hadn't heard myself. I was more focused on the some of the other folks from the hurricane tragedies there. Your Fats Dominoes, who were unheard of for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I believe Clarence Gatemouth Brown's place was washed away.
Is that right?
I think so.
Well, you know, when you've got a town like that with you know, that kind of caliber, that many musicians in it, you're bound to run into some trouble with some people that you know and that you care about in the music business. Is that right?
I think so. I mean, even Dr. John was saying, you know, what a great tragedy. Well, he doesn't live there anymore, but, you know, his heart's still in New Orleans.
Hey, Joe, listen, I got you on board here for two reasons. First of all, Doc Brown's not showing up. But secondly, we have a couple records that maybe we need to talk about. We figured we'd get you online to see if you have any infos for us.
Okay.
And this first one ends up being Chesty's call. So let's give her her proper intro, and then we can talk about it properly.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Ah, yes. Okay, well, here we are tonight, folks, on October 14th of 2005. Our college intern, Chesty, has picked out another fabulous record. Now, this is one, Chesty, that I believe you just found this one at a record shop in the last month or so. Is that not right?
I just couldn't resist it. It's from a group called Giant Crab. Can you believe that? No, Giant Crab!
Okay.
What about the Giant Crab appealed most to you?
Yeah, good question. What did you like most about it?
Well, you know, this is a song that Jeff Beck does, and there's mention of a hippie chick in there, and then that always rings true with me, any hippie chicks out there.
All right. Well, good enough. It's true, Joe. We've got the Giant Crab doing "High Ho Silver Lining." What can you tell us?
Well, I can give you this. The Giant Crab were on the Uni label for a couple of years, starting in 1968. "High Ho Silver Lining" is the A side of their first Uni single. They apparently put a couple out on smaller labels prior to that, but they did their Uni debut, and believe it or not, these guys actually managed to put out two albums as well.
Wow! Golly!
Wouldn't you like to be the proud owner of a Giant Crab comes forth on the Uni label?
That's
I
right.
I would.
A giant, yes. In fact, on the 45, it actually says from the fantastic LP, "A Giant Crab Comes Forth."
Now, does that also say plug side?
plug something. Well, no. I don't think we have the promo copy. We got the real copy that they was trying to sell in the stores.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we'll spin both versions for you, folks. We're going to do the version from Jeff Beck right after this, okay? So you can compare and see if Jeff Beck lives up to all the hype that we think he does, you know. But first, we'll give it to you from The Giant Crab. Stand by, folks. Tonight, exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show.
You're everywhere in the world, baby. That's where you're at. Roaming down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your ties are flat. And it's are in your pea soup, baby, and they're waving at me. Anything you want is yours now, only nothing's for free. Lies are gonna get you someday, just wait and see. So open up your beach umbrella while you're watching TV.
Country and getting fat, say everything. Buster here with Halloween safety tip number one. All little kiddies love to do the trick-or-treating with the goodies, but such things as pins, needles, razor blades, rusty nails, spoons, knives, forks, and shards of glass will represent an infection hazard. So before you let your little kiddies munch on some kiwis, let your ginsu do the walking and slice that little baby up.
Bunny girl, I know he's a fantasist, believe me. He's possessed with all the things around. Bunny girl, I know, believes he is a lover. He's involved with everyone in town.
Never stops to think it over. Now that money grows on trees, think aloud. Cherry is a funny flavor. Do-do-do.
Bunny girl, I know, never thinks about the future. Like a rash, he comes and he goes. Bunny girl, I know, will always have it easy. He goes on believing till the end.
Bunny girl, I know, believes he is a lover.
Mm-hmm. He's involved with everyone in town.
Bunny girl, I know, will always have it easy.
Mm-hmm. He goes on leaving till the end.
Never stops to think it over. Now that money grows on trees, think aloud. Cherry is a funny flavor. Do-do-do.
Of it, honey. Haven't you ever been looked at by a man before?
Of course not.
Well, let me tell you something. Me, for one, ain't gonna give up a little pleasure I get from screwing my old lady or anybody else for that matter. All right. Yeah. All right.
Used to be the sweetest girl in town. Everybody used to say how you charm them. Now you go do anything you please. Everything you're doing just a lost thing. Never thought you'd lose hold on everything. Hippest kind, and I can understand your mind, but I'll probably understand it. another backward slip for you, my friend. Never thought you'd turn your back on me too. Never saw you cry before. Rationalize or lie before. But I'll probably understand it when I'm older. Yeah. Yes, I'll probably understand it when I'm older.
Okay, the soothing sounds now of London and the Bridges off the Date Records label. Sure enough, making the rounds tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. We're spinning that action for you. Before that, it was Marmalade. Just Marmalade. Okay? Could you get me? I'm not even going to make the joke. Okay, Marmalade with the Ballad of Cherry Flavor. And then, of course, we did the whole big Jeff Beck giant crab spectacular comparison on Hi-Ho Silver Lining and all of that stuff coming off the original 45 RPMs, folks, here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. And before we talk about that in any kind of detail, a couple shouts out on the email action. Well, it's true. People have gotten in touch with us tonight. Several hip folks have done it. Well, how have they done it? They got on the email and they did it with going like this. Lost at WBCQ.us. Yeah, man. We've heard in. Well, of course, we've heard in from Cosmic Debris, man. He's getting a booming signal off of 5110, 5110 kilohertz from WBCQ tonight. Really booming in there. And also, someone else getting it on that frequency. This is exciting. Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Sure enough, man, he's getting it in Minnesota off of a great, huge, fat signal on 5110 kilohertz from, BCQ. A lot of people getting some noise tonight on 7415. And, well, I guess that's understandable. As the, things are changing in the fall season here. Hey, Chris Augustus. Emailing in from Tennessee, man, from East Tennessee. And he's got some sad news that he says the very last record shop, like real vinyl record shop in his neck of the woods, is closing its doors. They got a going out of business sale, and he's given us directions from the airport down his way if we want to make it down there this weekend and dig through the vinyl. I don't know if we're going to make it there, Chris, but thanks for the heads up on that. Sorry to hear about it. Folks, people do dig on the email, and sometimes people send it in the P.O. box. Why don't you drop something in that P.O. box, folks, next time you're down there at the post office. You write to this program. It's the Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Well, you know we're in the USA. Now, without any further ado, let's see if we have any better phone patch, no guarantees, for our buddy Joe Stacks out of Pittsburgh, who's on the phone trying to bail me out of a situation here tonight where I'm being stood up once again by Dr. Doc Brown. Okay, Joe, are you on the line?
Tim, I'm here loud. I don't know if I'm clear.
Well, you're there, and I'm sort of getting you on the board a little bit better than I was a minute ago.
That's good. Now, did I hear that the was that the Marmalade doing the Ballad of Jerry Mathers?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Clearly, I should be tuning into 5.5 there.
Oh, yeah. Not making it out on the 7415 signal, huh?
No siree.
Yes, the Ballad of Jerry Mathers. Very good. Hey, don't tempt me. I'll pull out that Jerry Mathers GarageBand record. What was it? Beaver and the Trappers?
Oh!
That's not funny.
Let it go.
Okay, it's gone.
Let it go.
It's gone, man. Hey, well, tell me real quick about London and the Bridges. Do you know anything about these guys?
No, I'm not really. I mean, I did a little search in here, and unfortunately, there's no connection to Julie London, who is one of my certainly Hubba Hubba in my book.
Well, let it go, Joe.
As you said, these cats were on the Date Records label.
Yeah, man. Was that? Do you have a year on that? Like 66?
You would be correct. 1966. The Side You Were Spinning was the last of three singles that they did for Date.
Hmm.
In all in 66. But hey, you know, and the fact is this week I've been grooving to the Zombies, and what else can you say, but isn't it cool that you could say, hey, they're label mates.
They are label mates.
Right.
I'm sorry?
It's like, hey, the Zombies, aren't they on the same label as London and the Bridges?
Yeah, man. That's the kind of excitement that makes this show work, Joe. Hey, now let's kind of move it in here to our next group, because this is very exciting, and this also ties in with our good buddy Cosmic. Okay, now I don't know if you're hip to this, Joe, but there's a guy that digs the show, and he does a program on Saturday nights on WBCQ. Okay, I'm talking about this guy Cosmic Debris, and if you tune in on around six o'clock on 7415. On Saturday nights there, Saturday evenings, you'll tune into the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show. Man, I was digging the heck out of it last week. He's playing all kind of Strawberry Alarm Clock and stuff, I don't know what all. Zabriskie Point and all the thing. Do you ever see Zabriskie Point, Joe?
No. No, I haven't.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. It was Michelangelo Antonioni.
Correct.
And with Pink Floyd and the Grateful Dead thrown down for the soundtrack.
That's right. Do you have a copy of the soundtrack at all?
I do not. I've seen it a million times.
Oh, yeah?
It's always been around, and it's just one of those things. I go, well, one of these days.
Yeah. So anyway, Cosmic Debris, occasionally, he's hipping me up to stuff as much as I'm hipping him up to stuff. And one of the last things he hipped me up to was a group called the Bad Seeds. Now, wasn't there a group, Joe, like in the 90s, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds?
Sure enough, and they're still kicking.
They're still kicking around.
No relationship to these other Bad Seeds.
All right, so who are these guys?
These guys are a group out of Texas, the Corpus Christi area, I believe. If we're to believe the fact that they were on the J. Beck Records label.
Yep, J. Beck. Yeah.
Yeah, Corpus Christi. They put out only a few singles for J. Beck, all around 1966.
Yeah, man.
And what are we going to hear tonight?
Well, we're going to hear a thing called Sick and Tired. All right, let's do it. Let's get into it tonight, the Lost Discs Radio Show.
You're gonna lose a bet.
Hey. Hey. It's Buster here with Halloween safety tip number 2. Your little kitties are gonna look great in our lifelike Halloween costumes. But before you dress him or her up as Chuck Norris from Walker Texas Ranger, just beware that any little flying embers from an ill-placed sparkler could lead to a flammable industrial-sized meltdown. So, button them up and save the sparklers and cherry bombs for Independence Day.
This is sad, it seems to me. Pain, 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 that's all it gives, and all who live must have pain. There must be a way out, I'll find a way out, I'll stay away. Just like mine.
Jim E. Knight.
Jim E. Knight!
He introduced the American public to the word marijuana for the first time.
You can explain that to the captain.
Well, the captain said you got a pen in the cup.
Am I hungry? Let's go get something to eat.
I'd be the first to climb Mount Iger on a tiger. The first to swim the channel inside out. The first to run amok in 40 seconds and train on silver paper, peas and stout.
I'd be the first to win the ladies' open double, Wimbledon at tennis on my own. First to catch a meat pie single-handed and chew a cannibal down to the bone.
I'd be the first man made a saint while still living. I'd autograph and sell me holy pics. First to lend Her Majesty a penny and join the U.S. Army just for kicks. We'd be the first to write the memoirs of our doctor, a bedpan with a ballpoint stethoscope, the first to get an iPhone for adultery. The first to find the moon is made of soap.
We'd be the first in all these things.
77.
I'm 95.
And I'm 103.
That record was strictly Squaresville, Jimmy.
Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, Jim, it's time for a record that really rocks.
Well, I woke up this morning, get my car to the garage, and I saw that the tire was low. Later I called my girl to see if she'd go to the show. She said she had a cold and she couldn't go. And I said to myself, I can't win. Well, I stayed up that night to watch a late, late show. When it was over, I went to bed.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, well, unfortunately, we have to cut this one a little short. We're kind of running out of time suddenly tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. In the background, there it is, the Monocles. Yeah, the Monocles. Sending that one out, back out to Geneva, Illinois. Who's that guy in Geneva, Illinois, man, that emailed that in? Good old what's his name? Dave in Geneva, Illinois, who emailed in tonight. We're sending that one back out his way. Folks, thanks for being in touch with us, and Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh, thanks for bailing me out tonight, man.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
All right, we'll catch you next week, folks, live over WBCQ on the Lost Discs Radio Show.